Now, the U.S. President Donald Trump has once again contradicted U.S. intelligence agencies' claims, saying Russia is no longer targeting the United States.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
President,
thank you.
Make your way out. Is Russia still targeting the U.S.? Let's go.
Well, Trump described himself as the toughest president on Russia ever. The U.S. president also praised his administration's approach on Moscow. Trump made the comments a day after he backpedaled on earlier remarks in Finland over Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. He said he misspoke when he accepted his Russian counterpart's denial over U.S. intelligence reports. This time again, the White House was quick to whitewash.
Got a chance to speak with the president after his comments, and the president was said thank you very much and was saying no to answering questions. The president and his administration are working very hard to make sure that Russia is unable to meddle in our elections, as they have done in the past and as if we have stayed. But he does believe that they would target certainly U.S. elections again.
Sanders added that the U.S. president is taking bold action and reforms to make sure Russia can't interfere in elections again. Trump's stance in the Finland summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin stirred political uproar in the U.S. Democratic and Republican lawmakers and the director of national security accused the U.S. president of siding with Putin against American law enforcement and defense officials. Joining us live now from Ontario is Edward Corrigan, who is a political commentator. Mr. Corrigan, thanks for joining us here on Press TV. What do you make of all this brouhaha ever since that summit in Finland? You know, Russia being used again, seemingly, as a convenient boogeyman.
Well, I think that's correct. It is being used as a boogeyman and to provide a justification for policies that profit the military-industrial complex. And interestingly enough, also profit the members of Congress and the Senate, who get information and they can invest on what would normally be considered insider trading. So they make tons of money because they know what the budgets are going to get and which contractor is going to get the award for various military projects. So as a result, they know in advance who's going to get the award. The profit that's announced, they buy the stock. And then, of course, afterwards, they make a lot of money. So something like 75% of the congressmen and senators have heavily invested in the U.S. military. And it's very insidious. But for Trump, like, the man is an unguided missile. There's been a number of studies and even, statements made by leading psychiatrists and psychologists wondering about the mental status of Donald Trump. And I think that, the people have raised the question, is there dementia there? A few months ago, I watched a program, it was the Stephen Colbert Show. It's very popular in North America. But they said they were gonna have a debate with Donald Trump. And they put him on the show and they had Donald Trump taking a position on one side, and then they would show him, taking the 180 degree different position on the same issue. And they went back and forth for like about a dozen or so major points where Donald Trump was just saying whatever was coming out of his head or maybe what the last person had put into his mind. But it was hysterical. The trouble is, though, this is the president of the United States. He controls, the American nuclear arsenal. He can press a button and do all sorts of things. But he's created, havoc within NATO. He insulted the Queen. He attacked British Prime Minister May when he was visiting the country. So the man, I think, is best described as an unguided missile. You never know where he's going to land. But it also destroys the credibility of the United States when the president is just, is going off and doing all sorts of bizarre things and contradicting himself. And, the one thing he probably has done that's okay is to try to diffuse the tensions with Russia. But he's been attacked by both the Republicans and the Democrats on that because they need to have this reenactment of the Cold War to justify their policies, their deficit spending, the $1 trillion or so they're spending on military. The United States, I think, spends more money than the entire rest of the world on military. And this is, they have to sell this somehow to the taxpayer. And when they're slashing other programs and healthcare and all sorts of things, they keep, using deficit financing to increase their spending on the military. So this is, for close observers of American politics, it's, they think it's insane. And you can't rely upon Trump to say anything because the very next day he contradicts himself. And, so we have a very, very serious problem, dealing with Iran, dealing with, NATO, dealing with the United States or Great Britain, the Queen. He just is totally oblivious to basic protocol and has created so many problems for himself and for the United States. It really is unbelievable. And it's amazing that the Republicans and the U.S. Political establishment haven't impeached him yet. And there's lots of talk of that going on. And of course, we have the Mueller investigation and tons of things. And the British Broadcasting Corporation just did a big study on Troop and all his weird sexual activity and how he was a predator. And that was just recently broadcast in England. And this is, it's amazing that this stuff is not, it wasn't dealt with prior to the election. And it really is a terrible thing. And it's an embarrassment for the United States and for all of its political institutions.
Farrell, Mr. Corrigan, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your sharing your insight with us.